This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So we just got done talking about the Orioles and listening to Brandon Hyde from the Birdland Caravan and the offseason. And obviously we're disappointed in what they've done this offseason. But let's stay in the divisions. We head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist from the Boston Globe, joins us. And Dan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You've been critical the last few years when we've had you on about this Red Sox franchise and the moves that they have or haven't made. They did go out and get Garrett Crochet this offseason. What do you think of the Red Sox offseason?
I mean, it started off, as you referenced, pretty good, and I like that. I always support that, getting established talent for prospects, and they did that. They have not extended Crochet, which, it doesn't mean they can't, but he's 2 years of club service. I'm still not very trusting of their overall operation because I just think that it's very bottom-line driven. It's the Tampa Bay model. And that's what they've become, which is, in my view, unacceptable, given the fistfuls of cash that they rake in here and the attendance that they have and the loyalty they have with a great fan base. They do have good young position players, pretty much, especially in the outfield and in the farm system. Farm system just got rated number one by Baseball America. And we all know there are guys who care more about that than winning the World Series. I mean, that's a big whoopee moment for the analytics guys, so... I don't know how they do without any pitching prospects, which they don't have. But, yeah, there's some major position player prospects, most of whom haven't played even at AAA much. But, yeah, I think there's probably some legit guys there. And so they came in at 500 last year. I could see them going a game or two either way off that. I just don't see much else there. They lost O'Neill, who was 31 homers from the right side. I wasn't a huge fan of his, but they just don't have much right-handed power. And they've cheaped out. They've quote-unquote had interest on everybody, the typical bait-and-switch thing that a lot of teams do. And they haven't improved that. So they'll be, they always score runs, and they're going to score runs, and the pitching should be a little better. Giolito didn't pitch at all last year, and so he's added to it. And but they've got right-handed power gaps. They've got bullpen gaps. Their defense is abysmal. They generally lead the majors in errors, and they made no improvements there. They're always counting on Trevor Story to play every day, and he doesn't. But until he's hurt, every chance you could play every day again. So that would be a good thing. Huge gap at second base. And inability, just unwillingness to break the bank for Bregman, who's right there and could play second for him.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, last year, the Orioles threw a Hail Mary. They got Corbin Burns in February, shortly before pitchers and catchers reported. If they were to go out, get Bregman, either put him at third and move Devers, or put him at second and maybe trade Cassius for something else and fortify maybe the bullpen or something, would that recolor sort of your sense of their high end?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And again, I'm I'm all for overpaying. I know that, you know, the guy wants 6-7 years. I understand, you know, given his age and his curve right now, that's, you're not going to do great in the end of that deal. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the cost of doing business, yep, in ball today, I think. And that never bothers me. I've never been about saving the owner's money. And when they've got some obvious needs that they won't address, and it's all about the bottom line every year. And I think I just think it's disrespectful of the fans here. And they always bank on the future. The future is much cheaper than you know, ready-made players who are available. And that's what they have here. And it's just it's not the Boston Red Sox of, you know, the Larry Lucchino Red Sox, which, you know, hits home back in your place. But they were far better when he was the hard charging boss the first 15, 18 years of the century.
Dan, you touched on it. Second base was a black hole for them last year. And assuming if they don't get Bregman, who do you envision winning that role out of spring training?
Well, I mean, you know, they've got one of the AAA guys, Kristen Campbell, mm-hmm, they're really high on. I mean, I think he's a top 10 guy, and they're just very high on him, but he just hasn't played a lot yet. And he seems to be, the little can't miss guy, I suppose. And Marcus Grissom, who they had last year, they traded the Cy Young winner for him, and he did nothing. He was hurt all year and gave him nothing. I think defensively, he's probably never going to be very good, but offensively, maybe they could get something out of that, but he's unlikely to be. He did both hamstrings. It was just a lost year for him, so he was a zero. And one of those two, I think, going in is where it goes. But then they end up with Emmanuel Valdez, and, you know, they have more released and DFA'd guys than any team in a big market I've ever seen. They love that. They love taking other people's, you know, dumpster dives and just hoping one of them sticks. And that much more concerned with value than with proven talent.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Dan Shaughnessy. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Dan, I don't know if you're aware of this, but everything you're saying sounds a lot about the like the Orioles.
Uh-huh.
The Orioles, and they used to have the best farm system in baseball, and they seem to revel in that. It is no longer the best farm system in baseball because guys have graduated. They have not used the farm system like the Red Sox did, at least, to go get Garrett Crochet. They did go get Corbin Burns, but they've had opportunities to do other things and haven't, and they seem to be more about going and getting guys who have been DFA'd from other organizations, like you say. Now, the Orioles aren't a big market team, but they do have a new owner with that paid $20+ million for the Magna Carta at one point in his life. Like do you pay close attention to what this franchise does? I know you used to work down here once upon a time. Like, it just seems like we expected the spending to be different, but it hasn't with new ownership.
Well, I always want them to be good. It's better for ball if they're good, better for the division. And yeah, my 5 years down there, and subsequently just kind of always following them, rooting for them, I certainly read the clips like everybody else that this was going to be different with the new ownership and that's been, and not seeing that this winter. So I'm sure that's disappointing on that end. And, you know, the farm system that you guys had was owed to losing 100 all those
years.
Yes. You know, it's pretty easy. It's hard to miss when you're picking, top five every year. And Boston had some of that. You guys had a lot of it. So I don't give too much credit for that sort of thing, but yeah, I'm disappointed that they're not showing better. I think there's still projections that they'll finish ahead of the Sox again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? The division's kind of – I mean, the Yankees are still the best team in the division, in my view. And
yeah.
And never kind of works out the way we think. And Toronto's always, whatever with them. They never – you don't know what you're going to get. So it's – but, yeah, I wish they were stronger. And I'm sorry to see that they haven't fulfilled what we thought would happen with the new owner.
While we got you, your reflections on the drama that was the Patriots quickly deviating from their own plan, making a total mockery of the Rooney Rule in the process, but ultimately clearly getting the guy they wanted all along.
Yeah, they always give the finger to the process and just do what they want to do. There's a mentality here that Kraft's, that they're smart and everybody else, and this is what we do. And that's why, Bob Kraft keeps coming up short for the Hall of Fame, and I think that has something to do with it. And I think it just doesn't play well at the table with the big boys there. And but in any event, they had all that success for those two decades, and no one's ever – even if the Chiefs win again, they're not matching what the Patriots did. I mean, they won 17 out of 19 divisions, 13 AFC championship games, 9 Super Bowls, won 6 of them. And a double dynasty from 02 to 19. That'll never be done again. I don't care how, the Chiefs would have to just keep doing what they're doing. And even if they win, I just don't see it. But in any event, so there's a mentality here that they've got to figure out. They've really, nothing good's happened since Brady left. And, of course, Belichick's gone now. And I think that the Vrabel presence is a turn in the right direction. Have someone who has coached in a league, knows what he's doing, has some command of the room, and that should get better. But I think their roster was probably the worst in ball this year, and you got to come back from that. So they've identified the quarterback, and Drake May looks legit, but the weapons around him, the O-line, are terrible, and they've got a lot of work to do. But it's kind of on them to turn this in a better way.
Dan, I get what you're saying the two dynasties in one when talking about the Patriots, but it was a topic we were talking about on the show earlier where immediately following the Patriots dynasty, this Chiefs run began of 5 of 6 Super Bowl appearances in that span over those seasons. Like, are you amazed that it's transitioned right away to this new crazy dynasty?
Absolutely, and I go back. I was there in Kansas City at one of the cold AFC championship when the whole thing pivoted. It was the end of the Patriots and the beginning of the Chiefs, and New England won that game. I remember going into Arrowhead that day. It was really cold, and it was a Sunday, and everybody was they were on the rise, and it was almost ready to happen. I said, these poor people have no idea. Like, in 4 hours, they're just going to be all crying and wailing and saying, how the hell did that happen? And it did. Like it always does, these ridiculous comebacks, and somebody lines up on the wrong side of the ball that has no impact on the play, and then there's overtime, and they don't get to touch the ball. It was like, it was classic how the Patriots did that to people for 18, 20 years, and it happened to them. But that was it. Everything changed after that, and it's all them now.
Dan, before I let you go, a friend of the show here, Jimmy Patzos, texted me. He's from the Boston area, and he just had a question. He wants to know if you've ever had a beverage at the Snug in Hingham.
Oh, absolutely. Snug's great. Yeah, we love Hingham, love the Snug, and it's a good spot.
And also, before we go, you guys have probably gotten to this, and I know it's been a long time, but I just want to say we lost Richie Dower this week.
Yes.
The all-time great guys and just a really sweet guy. Go back and look at his career at USC. He had a better USC career than Fred Lynn,
yes,
Mark McGuire, Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson.
Wow.
He's the best player in the history of USC. That's documented. It's all there. And he was a humble guy, and he was kind of an average big leaguer, but he was a lifetime Oriole. I'm glad he's in their Hall of Fame. And I just loved him. And we were young there at the same time, and it was just it just kills me to be losing these guys. And Richie Dower and his lovely wife, Chris, and the three girls, and just heart goes out to them, and a real tribute to the Baltimore, the good old days of the Orioles.
Dan, great words, man. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you.
Time. We always appreciate talking to you.
Take care, fellas.
Coming up next, we get to the Ravens and Roger Rosengarten. His rookie year started rough but finished incredibly strong. How would we grade it? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.